You're into a WLJN's mid-morning music break. Pete Lathrop with you here on this Tuesday. And in studio with me is Tony Feger. He represents Rosh O'Christie, which is an apologetics alliance. And we'll be hearing in from Tony. But welcome to our studio, Tony.
Hey, it's great to be here, Pete.
On the phone is Rick Schenker, who is the president of Rosh O'Christie, based out of North Carolina. So welcome, Rick.
Great to be here with you, Pete.
Well, this is a great organization that helps equip college students to defend their faith, and it has been a point of interest on a national scale for the last several months because of the movie God Is Not Dead. A lot of what was seen in that movie really is the end goal of Rosh O'Christie, is to equip and empower Christian college students to stand up for their faith and do it intelligently and convincingly, but all with the love of Christ. And what a great organization to be able to do that. And I'm curious to find out more about how successful they have been and what they're intending to do. So with that, we're going to go to Rick, who is the president of Rosh O'Christie. And Rick is calling from his home. But Rick, tell me more about the origins of Rosh O'Christie.
Well, Rosh O'Christie started back in 2008. One student, actually a couple students on one campus, said, you know, we're getting beat up by our professors. We need to get together and start to study the reasons for Christianity, why Christianity is true, to be able to defend ourselves. And so they took that, and one of the kids was going to seminary after that semester, and he took the idea to the seminary that he was going to down at Southern Evangelical Seminary in North Carolina, and pitched the fact that, hey, we're just kids here, so maybe the seminary can buy into this idea and help us form these clubs on campuses. Well, the seminary did, and the students at the seminary who were being trained in apologetics, getting master's degrees in apologetics, which is defending the faith, started to start chapters all around the country, including one at Ohio State, Texas A&M, North Carolina State. Even after a couple of years, they even had one in South Africa. Well, about February 2011, we incorporated Rosh O'Christie when they had 10 chapters at universities around the country and that one in South Africa. Since then, since February 2011, it's taken off. We now have more than 140 chapters at colleges and universities around the country and a few locations around the world. We just launched an international division, and we're working towards launching a college prep division to reach down into high school and junior high school age students.
How well are the students receiving this, and how are they finding out about it?
Well, usually we find an apologist like Tony who will go onto a campus like Northwestern Michigan College and start to look for students that are interested in forming an apologetics club. Once we get a couple of them interested and we start to meet with them, usually more folks will meet with us. Sometimes even the atheist groups want to come and get involved in our conversations. Eventually that club will be an official club of the university and be able to meet on campus and have access to university funding for things like events and so forth. And I'll tell you, it's amazing. And I'll tell you what I find most amazing, Pete, is that sitting under an apologist for a short period of time, like an apologist like Tony, these kids become incredibly confident that their faith is true, and they start to go out and talk about it on campus with other students and their professors. They become real evangelists on campus. And then Tony's next goal, and all of our chapter directors' next goal, is not only to get them able to be conversant about Christianity and why it's true, but also then to be able to teach other faithful men and women who can teach others also.
Well, I find it interesting when you equip students like college-age kids who usually are passionate about just about everything in life at that time or stage of their life, to be able to harness that passion for Christ and be able to intelligently and strategically present the gospel in the form of defense of the faith and utilizing different evidences that are all around us to really magnify the reality of God and the significance of God in our lives. And so that kind of thing is so incredibly important especially when you're trying to establish a foothold or a presence on a campus, which primarily represents a lot of humanistic thinking and have left God right out of the picture. Again, we're talking with Rick Schenker, who is the president of the group known as Ratio Christi, and it's a Student Apologetics Alliance, now in many different colleges and universities around the country as well as around the world, and really challenges Christians, especially college students, to really become more intelligent about presenting the faith. Now, let's go over to Tony Feger, who is from Traverse City and has come back. You've taken a long journey to come back to Traverse City. Maybe give us a brief overview of how the Lord has brought you back here to your hometown.
Well, I went off to Michigan Tech and got my engineering degree there and also became a Christian there. Was really into the party scene, but was hitchhiking one day, and a man picked me up and shared the gospel with me. And I was at a time when I was searching for truth and something else to live for. And then began to grow in my faith. I was involved with Crew at Michigan Tech, which was great.
That's Campus Crusade for Christ.
Yeah. Yes.
But now known as Crew.
And then graduated. I got an engineering job in Indiana and worked there for several years. And then had an opportunity to go to Russia with a co-mission. My wife and I went. And had a great experience and realized God was calling us into missions. And I remember my time with Crew at Michigan Tech and thought, you know, that would be a great place for us because we just seem like we've got a lot to offer young people. All along I had questions about, you know, especially from the start, questions about, well, what is this Bible? Can I really trust it? What about evolution, creation? What's that all about? And over time, especially being in ministry, having to answer other students' questions, go back, do the research, I've learned a lot about apologetics. Mm-hmm. And so I served at Michigan State University, served in Russia, Yekaterinburg, Russia, and Orlando, and then most recently at Dartmouth College for 6 years.
Wow.
And,
so when you apply apologetics, the study of defense of the faith, to a passionate Christian student, what do you see happening in their life?
Well, it really helps a student to become stronger and bolder, able to speak out to their friends and respond with something intelligent.
Do you find that when you teach kids as far as applying principles of apologetics, do they come back to you a lot saying, hey, you know, I found that I got a chance to talk to this person, and they're really starting to ask more questions. Give me an example of how that all works.
Well, yeah, I could mention our local president, the student president, Stephen. He's been able to share with a lot of his friends this year because he's encouraged. He's learned a lot in our club, and so I can't tell you specific names of who he's talked to, but he's shared that he's had opportunity and he's seen people come to Christ.
Fantastic.
His friends come to Christ as a result. So that's what it does in general when a student understands that while there's some historical, scientific, philosophical backing for my faith, they become emboldened to share their faith.
How do you equip? Give me a couple of examples of what you do or what are the things that you utilize to equip students to be have a better defense of the faith.
Well, for example, historicity of the Bible is very important. And how do we get the Bible? What was the process that it came to us? And so we study that question at length because right now there's so much nonsense out there in the world about how we got the Bible. And so we read, I've put together some presentations based on different books that I present.
Well, it boils down to whether or not people believe that the Bible's true or not. If they don't believe the Bible's true, then everything you say in regards to the Bible, they just disregard.
Sure.
So, I mean, you have to have a root clause or premise to say, hey, this is true and this is why it's true.
Right.
Right.
And another one of my favorites is science, faith in science, and origin of life, origin of the universe. Those questions are so amazing. I've used my engineering background to write a book called Have You Done the Math? and I go through and I calculate the probabilities of life coming together by chance, and it's just absurdly improbable. And so that's always a real eye-opener for students who've been told that, yeah, this just happened.
What you know, it looks to me like there's a lot of humanism being taught in schools, and the whole idea that God is not in the picture, which, you know, in a fallen world, it's not surprising. But what's really rather disturbing is this whole acceptance by some of the quote-unquote Christian community with very, very anti-biblical themes such as same-sex marriage and, you know, the whole idea of the lack of sanctity of life in regards to the woman's choice to have an abortion or different things, that cohabitation without marriage, that the world seems to be integrating and accepting by some of the Christian church. Now, it seems like would be a cut and dry black and white story with whether there's a God or not. But what about those areas where the Christian community is starting to accept that it is non-biblical?
That's why I think that teaching about the Bible itself is so important, and helping students understand that this is God's word and how we got this, how it arrived to us, and how we know it's God's word and fulfilled prophecy, these kinds of things. The fact that we have all these ancient manuscripts and the apostles who died for their faith. So I really try to lift up the word of God, because I think that is so important right now for all of those areas you just mentioned. Because if a person looks at the Bible as man's word, is something the men wrote down at some time 2,000 years ago, they're not going to hold that very, very high. Mm-hmm. You know, we're modern man. We know more. We're more intelligent. But if they really believe that this is inspired by God, they're going to take another look at it and say, wow, this is God's word. It's timeless. And this is something that I've come to learn through experience, but also through study. Mm-hmm. And it is a process to grow in your faith in the word of God. Yeah. But it's so critical.
Real quickly, Tony, what do you think, how things are going on campus here in Traverse City at NMC?
Well, we're really picking up some momentum here. And so I'm excited about the possibilities. So working together with His House, another Christian ministry, we're going to have a big welcome back the first day of school. It's going to be called Not Alone.
Oh, good.
So it's going to be a worship gathering, and I'm really excited about the possibilities, because it seems like the students here are isolated, the Christian students.
Okay.
When I interview them, talk to them, it just seems like they're not involved with a church or a ministry, and that's just so important. So that's our heart.
It's good that you're there and they have a presence here in the Traverse City area and the campus of NMC. Rick, let's go back to you. What do you think the status is on a national scale of Radio Christi, and how is this how is it being accepted by the student bodies here and colleges across the country?
It's growing faster than we can deal with. We get a lot of folks contacting us every day, a pastor, a parent, a student, and sometimes as well-trained apologists, talking about getting chapters going. We are just starting now to be able to keep up with the leads. We've got some grants in to hire some staff to try and keep up with it. We're going to outgrow that really pretty quickly. But here's what I want to say, especially the folks in Travis City. You got a resource there with this Ratio Christi chapter at Northwest Michigan College, and you've got a resource there with Tony. Tony is basically what we call a community apologist. Yeah, he starts at the university, but then we're really going to work on programs and ideas for him to work with adults to help train high school and junior high school students. We've got a number of other things that we want to work on so he can be a resource to your entire community. So it's ratiochristi.org. That's like ratio, ratiochristi.org. Look that up and then go to the chapter page and look up the chapter at Northwest Michigan College. And get a hold of Tony if you live in this area and say, keep me informed, especially if you have an event or something at that campus. You know, you bring in a speaker to talk about the historical evidence for the resurrection or the debate about the existence of God or any of these things. You know, Tony is there not just to reach the university campus, which is our core, but then to reach out into the entire community.
All right, and is there a number that somebody can contact you, Tony, in regards to Rachel Christie?
Sure. That would be, of course, 231-668-9790.
All right. Is there a Facebook page?
Yes, there is. You can search for Rasho Christie at NMC.
Okay. That's pronounced Rasho Christie, but it's spelled R-A-T-I-O-C-H-R-I-S-T-I. Rasho Christie. Tony Figer, I'm sorry. Appreciate you coming in here, and may the Lord bless you here in the Traverse City area through the Apologetics Alliance of Rasho Christie. And also Rick Schenker, president of Rasho Christie, thank you for joining me. God bless all of you.
Thanks, Pete. God bless you.
Thank you. Great to be here.